Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up. We had to have this guy back on. He hasn't appeared in a long time. He's filling in for Andrew Buchholz this week, a CFL insider. That's Eric Cohen, TSN highlight producer. We're going to look back at the CFL this week. Now, Eric, let's first start off. We're both in Toronto. Let's start off with the Argos-Edmonton game. The Argos losing to the Edmonton Eskimos 30-27 puts a dent in Argos being in first place. But what do you expect out of Edmonton now? They won 7 in a row. They lost 6 in a row. Now they won 2 in a row. It's up, down season. Can Edmonton challenge in the playoffs?
Well, I think the one thing going in Edmonton's favor is that Calgary is very inconsistent. Calgary isn't losing. Calgary continues to win, but they're not winning decisively. You know, they were really fortunate in Hamilton to get a late pass interference call to set up a Rene Paradis game-winning kick. So Calgary by no means look like world beaters. And the last couple of times they played Edmonton, those games both went down to the wire. You'll recall, Jason Moss very upset about a couple of late calls in the game that they lost to Calgary at home. Same situation as the Hamilton game where Calgary got some late penalties to win the game. So those games have been tight. That works in Edmonton's favor, the fact they've played. They haven't beat Calgary, but they've played well against Calgary, and they've almost beaten Calgary. So I don't think they'd be intimidated to face some of the Stamps in the playoffs. And that's, of course, if you're going to get out of the West, you're going to have to win in Calgary. The Stampeders are going to win the division, are going to host the West Finals. So that's what Edmonton's got to look towards.
All right. Now, other games of this weekend. Let's first start off with the Argos division here. Let's talk about Hamilton and Ottawa there. Ottawa continuing. They had a dismal year, but we're a couple weeks from the season ending, and guess who's in first place? And the Grey Cups in Ottawa.
Yeah, that's the thing about the Red Blacks. It's the same situation as last year. They struggled a lot last year, but still they found a way to win the division. And when you win the division in the CFL, all you have to do is win one home game in the divisional final, and you're in the Grey Cup. So that's what Ottawa's got. And if Ottawa can win the division, all they have to do is win the East Final at home, and then they're in the Grey Cup. And this year, they don't have the Grey Cup in their home province like they did last year. They have the Grey Cup in their home stadium.
Well, it's a big thing for Ottawa also. Now, Calgary beating Hamilton, you just mentioned Calgary not playing well, but are you surprised that Hamilton stayed in it to the last play of the game?
Well, talking to a few people around the CFL, there are some people that feel like Bo Levi Mitchell is not 100%, and which is why we're not seeing the Stampeders dominate the way they were earlier in the year. I remember some of their wins earlier this year against Hamilton. They beat them with like 50. Montreal, same sort of thing. But, you know, and now in the last couple of weeks, we're seeing Stampeders games going down to the wire. And we know Jerome Messam was hurt, so that took away a lot of their running game. And you're just not seeing that fluid passing game by the Red Blacks. When you look at numbers, Bo Levi Mitchell's numbers aren't as good as Trevor Harris, Matt Nichols, or Mike Riley. They've all put up better numbers this year than Bo Levi Mitchell. So that's why I think the Stamps are vulnerable. The Stamps, like I said earlier, will win the division and will host the West Final, but you can't just pencil them in as Grey Cup champions the way a lot of people were last year when they played Ottawa in the Grey Cup.
All right, now, BC Winnipeg, has there been a better story in the CFL this season than the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Winnipeg beating BC 26-20? And you mentioned Calgary, you can't pencil them going to Grey Cup or even winning the Grey Cup. If there's a team going to beat Calgary, right now it has to be Winnipeg, correct?
Well, Winnipeg had a hiccup a couple weeks ago when they lost at home to Hamilton. But other than that, they've been very, very consistent. You're right, Joe. Mo Leggett's a big loss for them, tore his Achilles on the onside kick against BC. That's a big loss for them. But they've been they've been really good. Nicholas has been good. Andrew Harris has been fabulous all year. MOP candidate, doing everything for them, running the ball, catching the ball. You're right. I think if any team's going to upset the Calgary Stampeders, Winnipeg's probably the team that you can look at and say they got the best opportunity.
All right. This week we got Saskatchewan, Calgary at 9 on Friday. Saturday, Winnipeg comes to BMO Field to take on the Argos at 4, 10 o'clock, Edmonton, BC. And Sunday at 1, a barn burner game, no pun intended, Hamilton, Montreal. Now, we touched on Winnipeg. Winnipeg and the Argos. The Argos, after this week, have a bye. It's critical because, you know, also Ottawa this week has another bye. So the Argos need this victory to get first place. And the Argos at BMO Field could do something in the playoffs. If they have to travel, I don't believe that they're going to get to the Grey Cup. Home field advantage for the Argos is certainly a big thing. What do you think? Can the Argos upset Winnipeg this week?
Well, the Argos came very close to winning in Edmonton. You mentioned that game earlier. Edmonton won. But, I mean, the Argos were winning that game in the final minutes, and they played very well, and the Argos have been a good road team all year. So, you know, they can upset Winnipeg. You know, Winnipeg in a situation where they've already clinched a playoff spot. They're not going to catch Calgary. They've sort of already know where they are, right? You know, Winnipeg more than likely is going to just be hosting the West semifinal. And the Argos, you know, they've got a couple options. They're either going to be hosting the East semifinal, or win the division and host the East final. So they know they have at least one playoff game at BMO, but if they can win and if they can get in, you know, the Red Blacks you mentioned have a bye this week, but if they can win the division, that's huge, man. Whoever can win that East division, you avoid having to play in the semifinals and you host the finals. So this, it's humongous. It's such an edge in the CFL to be a division winner. Not like baseball, right, where you can, you know, be like Washington Nationals, win your division, and just lose in the DS. It's very, very different in the CFL. It's a one-game situation, and you avoid having to play the week before. So if the Argos can beat Winnipeg, that would definitely be huge for that team.
And speaking about just bye weeks, how about Ottawa? And they have another bye week, then they have a game. And Ottawa, if they get home field advantage, play only one game in like 32 days. Is that an advantage for Ottawa, or is that a detriment? Because when you go to the playoffs, you got to be fresh, you got to be hungry. And if you're laying off for about 30 days, that's huge.
Well, I think it's an advantage because they played three games in 11 days earlier this year. I remember they played here at BMO against the Argos. It was their third game in 11 days, and they need the rest. And Trevor Harris, he's obviously suffered some injuries, and, you know, as an organization, that team needs him to be healthy. You saw the difference between him and, obviously, Drew Tater, Ryan Lindley. So it's big. I think if Ottawa can win the division, get the time off, they won't be rusty. They'll be ready to go and do what they've got to do in the playoffs.
That's Eric Cohen of TSN, TSN Highlight Producer, filling in for Andrew Buchholz. Andrew will be back here next week. Andrew's in Hawaii. Eric, you been to Hawaii?
I have. Kona, Kauai, and Maui.
And how was that? Did you get laid?
I would hope so. It was my honeymoon.
All right. Well, who knows what happened in your honeymoon? That's for
right.
Another day there. But that's Eric Cohen, TSN Highlight Producer. Eric, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Joe.